I'm glad you guys came for the last portion of our mandatory mini camp. Way back on the 15th, we challenged one another to say, could we have the best mini camp, the best off season we've ever had. And we wanted to go for that in every way. Way prior to that, for the coaches, we said we're about 110 days away from mandatory mini camp. At that time, it was free agency coming up, draft coming up, point of attack tape for the players. Can we take every guy and try and find things to develop, get the new guys ready? And I thought from a staff standpoint, we had new guys to add into the culture that we've created, and I couldn't have been more pumped with that. From the player standpoint, the mentoring from the veteran player, who I'm calling guys who have even been on the team a year, to the new players bringing in, those 25 to 30 guys, could they come and battle for it? And that's what we met just for a little while ago with the rookies. That adjustment coming to pro ball is real. And what's the way to get to the next spot and the battle for it? We got some really good guys to do that. So there's a number of things we wanted to implement as we got through the offseason. Some scheme changes offensively, defensively, on teams. How do we feature some of these new players into our systems? And on special teams, how can we do it? We felt the speed out there today. I couldn't have been more encouraged. We reminded our guys, let's say, rule number one, which for us is protecting the team, having a consciousness for that all the way. We got a good break here. I want everybody lined up, ready to go, recharged in a month's time, and we're going to go for it. We got a hell of a division that we're going to go fight for, and it's going to be a great training camp for us to put that work in to be able to compete to do that. So that's really where our aim is when we come back and we throw the best training camp we've had. So we're very encouraged, Thomas and I are, with the direction that the offseason went. This rookie class is a good one, and they've got their stuff together. They like competing. They like battling. And then for the big guys, we'll get a better evaluation for them once we get to training camp and get pads and get into their world, so to speak. So with that, I'm glad to open it up to your questions regarding camp or anything regarding the offseason.
Coach, any takeaways before you go see the last set of films on the three-day mini camp for you?
There's a lot of things to take away. And the first one, we wanted to make sure, could we really function as a group, offensively, defensively, without the coaches' communication, them signaling, the personnel situations. That was as important as anything, to see us function as a group. We wanted to emphasize in this camp our youngest players. Now, not just the rookies, guys maybe who doesn't have a lot of experience going into years two or three. We wanted to get to know them more. We wanted to get to know some of the free agents we added in the offseason more. That's the Jack Crawfords and Dontaries, and get a feel for that. So we were trying to check those boxes, Led, in terms of getting to know these guys as well as we can. How do they learn? And that helps us as coaches know, okay, he may need more time in the classroom. This player may need more time out walking through. And that's our job as coaches to find that not everybody goes through it at the same rate.
Deion told us they nicknamed Kamal Savage. Does that name suit him in his new position now?
It does. Especially when he throws the grill on, then we really feel it. He's one of our best fundamentalists. He's one of our purest tacklers. He understands leverage. We've put him at a number of different spots. We have him at linebacker now, and he's embraced that one as well. So he's finally got fully cleared. He looks great. He's been an excellent addition to the linebacker group. And, I hadn't heard that one yet, but I will. I'm sure it'll show up somewhere.
And you talked some about the defense yesterday in the group. Really improved, during the second half of the season. Not to say that, your cornerback, Trufant, wasn't still involved.
So right.
He was still very active with the team. But were you impressed to see what they could do without him?
We know the impact that True has here. It's his ability to speed, his ability to match up. He can play inside. He can play outside. So I wouldn't say I was surprised, because when a guy goes down, we know – man, are we bummed for him. But it's also the next guy's responsibility to be ready. And we called on those men to be ready. So we are encouraged about our improvement, about where we, are heading. We got a long way to go still. We recognize that. But this group, they recognize it is the work. And that part's kind of a fun thing to see as a coach. When you're really coaching technique and not the effort part, and not having to say, okay, let's pick it up. I'd much rather say, let's slow it down here as a coach. And that part's happened.
Sorry. And when you do get him back, hopefully still on track for training camp. And
yes.
Really full go. How will he help to elevate this defense even more, just having his presence back?
It is his presence. And True leads in his own way. He's at the front of his position group. He's got a voice as a leader in his own room. He's got some other terrific leaders that go along with him. The two safeties, the way they lead, and Allen and Neal are other ones that are – real dogs in their room as well. And True, in his own right, has that, you know, frame of mind, and how does he communicate with his guys. At the end, he's a great competitor, and every time those guys get on together as competitors, it's a great thing.
Keanu just said that before the offseason program, he's really focused on wanting to improve his middle of the field work. What does he mean by that, and did you see him improve in that area of his game?
We asked the players who could be really deliberate in their practice. What are some real specific things as you go out to the field today, like, this is one thing I want to get better at? And sometimes, as a coach, I'd go ask them and stretch, what's something you want me to look at today? And I'd try to follow through on that. Playing middle of the field coverage, having range and having real vision on the quarterback. He plays so much down by the line of scrimmage that the 20% of the time that he's back, he wanted to have that part of his range in order. What I saw from him this spring, it was increased speed. And I know that part of his strength he's worked on in the offseason. He looks faster than he has been. And that's usually when it shows up in the middle of the field, because you have such a long way to go. Oh, excuse me. When we go from the middle of the field, it's a long way to go.
Coach, you have some overseas guys who are relatively new to football, like Knapp and Gray and Dable and those guys. What's it like to coach them, and what do they bring to the table?
Dable had played some in Europe, and then he also played last year. So we brought him as a tryout last year, and we saw a 6'3 guy who could run 4'4, and we knew there was a long way to go. We're totally committed to taking guys as far as we can. We've seen him really improve in a short time, so we're anxious to get him into camp to see what he can do. He truly is developmental, and that's a great term for us that we like. Like, that was Wes Schweitzer and Ben Garland last year. So it's going to be up to him to see how far he's willing to take it. And so far, he's passed that test. As far as Alex goes, he's further behind just from game experience, but as a competitor, he's not. So he's picked up our game quickly. And you can imagine how difficult that would be for all of us to go and play another sport in another country and just kind of fit in and have to do it. So we're encouraged by him. We have him at tight end now, and we want to find out what other roles he could do. We may also look at him at fullback and just look at him in every way.
You know, you're really into the rugby. You know,
we are.
So what have your conversations been like with him?
Mostly involving his defense as a rugby member and the tackling techniques. And I basically wanted to make it the big thing small again. I know you haven't played, but you are a great competitor. And so allow that to flow into your work, into your individual. And when you don't know, let's find that time to catch him up to speed. And Wade Harmon's really been at the front of that, helping him, and Adam Durday as well.
What was your message to the guys when you left? Did you challenge them for the next 5 weeks to be ready when they come back?
We did, and we reminded the players that it's our responsibility. It's 24/7. And, like, we got one shot at this life, so why would we not, like, set our hair on fire and go for it in the biggest way? And by 24/7, that means there is no guidelines in terms of what you want to improve upon. But be specific. You can't get better at 10 different things. And the good news for the Rooks, they got a good window to go. And I told them that. And I think that's a good thing, to know, like, they can put their best foot forward. Our veteran players were impressed by this group of men and where they're headed collectively as an attitude. And we're trying like crazy to create this culture here that's one of the most unique in all of pro sports, of where players are accountable to one another, pushing each other to see how far they can take it. And this group, it's a good one. We're excited to see how far they can go.
You have seven tight ends on your roster right now. Going into training camp, what are you looking for in that position group? Because you carry between three and four tight ends on the active roster last year. So with backups, you know, obviously Cooper's the number one, but with Perkins.
And we're in a good space at that position. When you have a player that plays a unique spot, you want to find out what unique roles they can do. So how is Perk different from Hoop? How is Levine different than Salbert? How does Gray fit in? And fortunately for us, we get an exemption spot with him. So we'll have 91 players at camp, counting his roster spot. But finding all the unique things that a player can do is really our job as coaches, to say, this is how we'd feature him. This is how we could use him. So it's us getting to know the player as well as we can. It doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes we want it to, and we're trying. And we had a big discussion the other day of how long it takes for certain players to develop and why did it take some players longer. And it just does. And I wish there was a science behind it, like if we could speed that up to say development, pour water on and happen really fast. But we know we're in it for the long haul to get them right, and we're not backing off that.
Mr. Melman, but then when you have Devonta Freeman, you know
catch the ball, but then you see him run the wheel route, jump over a defender, make these plays. How much are the players involved in opening up kind of what the coaches can implement into the game?
They're definitely involved in that. And all of them have, even though he's performing at a really high level for Devontae, there was really specific things he wanted to get better in his game. So, like, when you're trying to go from being really good to taking the next stop and breaking through that next ceiling, it's harder to find that 1%, but he's going for it in that way. We're always encouraging the players to test new things. I know myself as a coach, I've learned through the years an amazing amount from players. And one who's on our staff now, Bryant Young, I learned a lot of defensive tackle play by asking him questions. I kind of thought I had my act together when I went to the 49ers. I've been coaching college ball for 5 or 6 years. And I walked into there and I went practice. I'm like, man, I don't know anything about pro ball. And it was me learning from guys like Bryant Young or Jason Taylor or, you know, a guy like Cam Chancellor, where a player can go to. And what I learned at that time was, not every player does it exactly the same way. These are the guidelines, but what one player may do a little bit differently, that's okay. And not every technique applies for every guy. And we know Free well now. We know how good he is in the pass game. We know what runs he does best. And so that's what we try to feature.
There are more restrictions on practice time and training camp and
yes.
beyond. Did that in any way affect your plans for conducting this mini camp?
It has.
With the young guys?
We made a real intentional decision to say we wanted more development work. So we extended our individual time with the player this year compared to our minutes from last year. And we wanted to challenge the guys. Could we make that portion of this 5 weeks or 4 weeks that we had, could we really extend that? So each day was a little longer in the individual sessions and not necessarily the team. We focused more on the pass game during this camp. And then in training camp, we'll have some new goals and things that we want to emphasize, you know, for the games and the practices in the preseason. But we nailed this part. We had a real intentional plan about how to go after certain techniques, how to find out more about players. And we wanted to make sure that we hit each of the guys. And we gave the young players a lot of reps. We want to find out as much as we can about them. And the only real way to do that is out on the grass and being on the film. It's one of the coolest things, you know. We can talk about it or let's put the tape on and find out. And that's covering a kickoff. Who's the fastest guy? Well, on this kickoff, it looks like this linebacker was faster than this receiver. Now, the combine time might have said otherwise. And that's great during then, but out on that field, who can play the fastest and who has the most intent? So I love that part of our job and the evaluation of the guys. And we've been known to turn that around a little bit and have some of the competition amongst groups who are covering.
Going back to Free, he talked about that relationship with Sark now, being able to go to him and tell him what he likes to do, same with Tevin. Has it been, I guess, really cool for you to see as a coach that relationship start to really unfold and progress?
It has, and really that's, you know, his development also as a player, his confidence in his role, his confidence in what he does. He wants to articulate some of the things that he can do really well, and he has real confidence and belief in that. Like, I know if I get this route, if I get this run, I'm going to nail it. And you can't really say that until you've done it a few times. Now that he has that that experience, he's able to share that.
Does that also speak to your coordinator, though, too, to be willing to say, where's your best thing? Let's incorporate that.
And that's what we do oftentimes in, you know, the practice. I keep challenging him, okay, where are you at? How do you feel about featuring the guys and your rotation with the players? And it's not just as your coordinator and his world, it's more because he's also working with the quarterbacks. So how does he split his time from quarterbacks to make sure the running backs and receivers? That's a natural spot as a play caller, quarterback, running back, receivers. But how does he find his time with the tight ends? And it was an adjustment for me too, going from a defensive line coach to become a coordinator. How did I find little windows to connect with cornerbacks and safeties? For a good 15 years of my life, I was, you know, down in the corner of the end zone with the defensive line. And it was my job then to build relationships with other guys. And you find out so many unique things about other players. And I really enjoyed that part of it. And probably why Free and I connect so well. We're both people persons.
So, you just mentioned Cam Chancellor as a player that you learned a lot from. Keanu just said that he's going to work out with Cam again this summer. What are your thoughts on that? And what can Keanu learn?
First off, mindset. And really an attitude of what it takes to be a pro at the highest level over a consistent amount of time. I've always had just, you know, like really high respect for Cam, for what he stood as a ball player, for what he stood as a teammate, for what he stood for as a man. And what I told Cam, I said, in 5 years, Kiana will now pay that forward. And I think in this fraternity of coaching, we go after it, coaches as hard as we can, but there's a fraternity amongst coaches. And players, there are too. And guys battle against one another really hard to go for it. But at the end, there are still player-to-player connections that happen, and it doesn't have to be on this team. And we as coaches keep up with players that are on other teams, and players keep up with players on other teams. And our job, man, are we fortunate, you know, to get to get connected with guys that do it at like the highest of high. There's 1% of competitors, 1% of doing it at the highest level at their position. So a lot of gratitude when I know guys like that are working together.
Thank you, guys.
Any thoughts on Mayweather-McGregor on August 26th?
Yeah, I have some thoughts.
Thought you would.
And
you like to share?
You know, I'm not certainly going to predict a knockout, but I am on the Mayweather side of that one. So if they were fighting in the other arena, I might go the other way. But you can't grab. And you can't catch what you can't, or you can't hold on to what you can't catch. So, yeah, just like the rest of the world, we'll be watching. All right, you guys have a great summer, and we'll see you back when we get back from training camp.
Thank you.